Travel and Leisure India brings to you audio stories that will help you travel to magical places with our words, while you stay home and stay safe.
Episode number 11, Falling in Love with Hoi An. The last few months have been difficult for all of us, in our own different ways. For me, it was a sudden revelation of the beautiful concept called time. There was more of it now, more than what I could handle. So, I decided to take up journaling, a means to create a space for my daydreams, thoughts, and doodles. I have 57 diaries with me currently, and I realize some may even call me a hoarder. But I picked up this tiny colorful one with Hoi An written on it eccentrically. I remember picking it up during one of our strolls in the lively ancient town. The designer was a young local artist who had a well-curated shop right next to the Japanese bridge inside the market. This shop was heaven for stationery lovers. I can't recall his name at the moment, but he told us stories of Chandni Chowk while comparing it to this famous tourist spot of Vietnam. He had asked us to come back early in the morning when there was no crowd to get some brilliant photographs, but in our 6-day stay in the beach town of Hoi An, we never woke up to catch the early morning sun. Both Abhinav and I don't have any regrets, since we made up for that by walking hand in hand at late hours of the night when the roads were empty and the locals would begin wrapping up their day's work. The ancient town of Hoi An is a full-blown itinerary destination best suited for travelers who like to explore hidden gems. It is a walk-only zone from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, thus making cycling a huge part of this experience. Many told us to stay away, thinking we'd not particularly enjoy spending time here. Yet we somehow found ourselves strolling past the adorable shops and cafes every single night. We figured that it was safe to reach there by 8 p.m. to hog on some street-style fried prawns, banh mi and a funny-looking pizza that had a great resemblance to our humble paratha. The two sides of this market were separated by a canal that had boats laden with lanterns taking people on joyrides. It rained there every day, so we had our oversized ponchos handy at all points in time. If it poured more than what our ponchos could handle, we would take shelter in one of the many, many cafes. The size of the stools or chairs at these cafes always reminded me of my childhood tea parties with my friends. The amount of caffeine we consumed there was alarmingly high. But if you have tried the delicious Vietnamese coffee, you'll know what I mean. The aroma of the beverage still lingers on my mind. On our last day in Hoi An, I started to feel like I was part of their community. The sweet girl at our favorite ice cream shop knew we'd come in by 11 p.m. every night to give our order right before closing. Little Wan would eat his sticky rice sitting next to us as his mom would cook a hearty meal at her kiosk. The street vendors would smile at us, hoping we'd purchase something at least once. I caved in finally and got myself a neon crown that I wore around the town with frequent giggles. Oh, and Sui, with a small 2x2 feet stall seated at the far end of the night market, would light up as soon as we came by. She'd tell me in hand gestures to buy more diaries that she and her sisters from the Deaf Foundation had designed. That's why all my friends back in India have received diaries made out of pure love. Funnily enough, I didn't have any from that lot. But I smile today knowing that I have this story to share with you. So, I started journaling, reliving Hoi An, one page at a time. And that was episode number 11 for you. Stay tuned for more heartwarming stories. Stay home now so that you can travel later. Thank you.